This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Trump administration, attempting to head off potential investigations involving the U.S. and Afghanistan and Israel in the Middle East, has warned the International Criminal Court it will face a tough response. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton calling the ICC ineffective, unaccountable, and dangerous. He justified efforts to head off the court's investigation of U.S. military actions in Afghanistan.
Literally any day now, the ICC may announce the start of a formal investigation against these American patriots who voluntarily signed on to go into harm's way to protect our nation, our homes, and our families in the wake of the 9/11 attacks.
Bolton said the U.S. would use any means necessary to protect its citizens and those of its allies from unjust prosecution by what he called the illegitimate court, including banning ICC officials from U.S. soil, sanctioning their funding, and prosecuting their officials in U.S. courts. He also announced the closure of the Palestine Liberation Organization office in Washington out of concern of an ICC probe of Israel by Palestinians.
Reflecting congressional concern with Palestinian attempts to prompt an ICC investigation of Israel, the Department of State will announce the closure of the Palestine Liberation Organization office here in Washington, D.C.
The U.S. said the PLO office closure followed previous warnings of a lack of progress toward direct and meaningful peace negotiations with Israel. A Palestinian diplomat called the office closure affirmation of the Trump administration's policy to collectively punish the Palestinian people. The body of former U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan has returned to his home country, Ghana, Monday. He received a hero's welcome at the international airport in Accra. A state funeral is planned Thursday. Annan died August 18 at age 80. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has called for bold decisions to break the U.S.-North Korean impasse over denuclearization. His appeal comes ahead of next week's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Monday, the White House confirmed President Donald Trump received a letter from the North Korean leader asking for a second meeting. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
It was a very warm, very positive letter. We won't release the full letter unless the North Korean leader agrees that we should. The primary purpose of the letter was to request and look to schedule another meeting with the president, which we are open to and are already in the process of coordinating that.
She said it exhibits a continued commitment by Pyongyang to denuclearize. In Libya, several armed men attacked the headquarters of the National Oil Corporation in Tripoli, killing at least two staff members. Two gunmen were also killed, 10 staffers wounded. No immediate claim of responsibility. Turkey's defense minister appealed to Syria and Russia to hold airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province. Hulusi Akar said the priority is to put an end as soon as possible to all ground and air attacks so a ceasefire can be put in place. Meanwhile, the president of the Humanitarian Relief Foundation, Bulut Yildirim, said a big offensive is expected, resulting in a migration inside the province of up to 1 million people. And senior UN emergency official Mark Lowcock warned of such an attack that could lead to another major loss of life.
There needs to be ways of dealing with this problem that don't turn the next few months in Idlib into the worst humanitarian catastrophe with the biggest loss of life of the 21st century.
He said more than 30,000 have already fled their homes. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Monday visited the troubled southern city of Basra, rocked last week by deadly protests over poor public services, corruption, and unemployment. Mr. Abadi said Basra is on the right path and appealed for cooperation with effort to provide improved services. He called the unrest a purely political dispute. At least 13 died, dozens were wounded in clashes with security force members. Sudan's president swore in his new prime minister and indicated a new government will be formed this week after dissolving the previous administration over the country's economic woes. Sudan trying to cut public spending as it copes with a hard currency shortage. Canadian and U.S. negotiators resumed talks in Washington Tuesday, trying to conclude a new trade agreement to replace the North American Free Trade Pact, or NAFTA. Progress reported in some areas, but a deal remains out of reach. U.S. stocks ended Monday mostly higher, ending a four-day losing streak, although the benchmark Dow Jones Index fell nearly 60 points to 25,857. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.